life," said Aliam. "I thought that was your way of letting the gods decide." Aliam stared at her a long moment. "Would you have told me," he said, "if you'd known I didn't know?"
"I don't know. Possibly.
At the time, as you said, he seemed as fit to rule as the new king, who had no Tague sense and no way to beget any. But then when nothing happened, why didn't you—" She sighed, and moved her hands slightly.
"Lord Alveric, I thought you had left it to the gods by gifting his wife. Some day he would draw the sword, some day it would act, or, if the gods willed otherwise, it would not. What was I to do? We do not meddle much in mortal affairs, but we were never far from him. We never saw or felt aught to show that he had come to know who he was, or had found any of his elven abilities."
She shook her head, until her hair shimmered around her.
"We were wrong in that, Lord Alveric. I say it, I, the lady at the heart of my forest and home, wrong to think you knew when you said you did not, and wrong to think we knew when we knew only from afar. But believe me, if you can, my lord, we intended no wrong."
"I believe you," said Aliam heavily. "But the wrong was done," said Estelle suddenly out of her silence. "We all did it. And for us, for me at least, it came from taking the quiet way, the easy way. Forget, I thought, forget, put it behind, look to the future, as if the future were not built grain by grain out of the past." The lady looked at her with dawning respect.
"Indeed, Estelle Alveric, you speak wisely there. We singers of the world who shrink from disharmony may choose silence instead of noise, and not always rightly.
And now, will you help us, lady?" asked Pax.
"I would do much to serve this land, Pax Cenarion, and much to serve both you and the Holverics, but I am not yet convinced that my grandson can take the throne in any way that will serve."
"Because he has not remembered who he is?"
"Because of that. And because he turned to darkness after his wife's death. Even in the Lady's Forest we heard of that, and of his campaigns in Arrhenius. We want no civil wars here, Pax Cenarion, no hiring of idle blades to fill out a troop and impose his will where he has no right."
"It may not have been so bad as you thought," said Aliam. The lady turned on him.
"It was indeed as bad, and worse, than I have said, and the only bad I know of you, Aliam Holverick, is that you stayed with him through that and supported him."
"You mean Siniava?"
"I mean after Siniava. Do you think we get no word at all?"
"Lady, I don't know if you can understand." Aliam's hands knotted together.
"I understand evil well enough," she said crisply. "Even in my own family, it stinks the same everywhere."
"I would plead, lady, that things happened which rubbed the same scars. When Siniava tortured his men and mine at Dwarfwatch—"
"Lord Alveric, there is always an excuse, I know that. Such a man does not do wrong for no reason, but there are always reasons. Are we to set him on a throne in this kingdom, set between Saya and Praelith and the Lady's Forest, to have him find excuses to turn mercenaries free in the forest, as he turned Alured free? You will pardon my saying this. I know of your son Caliam's loss. I know how that angered you. Had it been only the torturing of Siniava—"
"But they didn't," Pax burst out. "They didn't."
"Because you withheld them, isn't that so?"
"Well, yes, but—"